It's time for Under Your Home with DryZone. DryZone in Milton, Delaware, your complete source for basement and crawl space waterproofing, foundation repair, and basement finishing. 24-hour service. We never sleep at DryZone. 888-617-0363 or online at dryzone.com/the duck.
Good morning. This is Bill Anderson, and this is Under Your Home with DryZone. And Kenny Sharpless is joining me again this morning. Kenny, thank you very much. I appreciate you getting up early.
Good morning, Billy. Thank you for having me.
So last week, folks, we talked about our Habitat for Humanity fundraising event, function, whatever you want to call it. And, you know, like I said, I want to talk about it for the next couple weeks. So, Kenny, let's get everybody up to speed. Let's see if anybody has any questions. You know, I want you to start off. Tell everybody what's going on.
Well, it's at the Green Turtle in Lewis, Delaware, rated 5 points. October 25th, that's a Tuesday, from 11 to close. And close, they probably stop serving, you know, at about 1 o'clock, a little before 1.
Yeah, I think it's the last call is at like 12:45 or something, so.
But like I said, you know, I urge you to come down, have some good food, meet everybody at DryZone. You got any questions, you can call Billy, you can call myself. Call us at the shop.
Kenny's actually co-chairing this thing with me, so we've had a good amount of response, especially even since last weekend, right? We've started to get the phones ringing, so I'm happy about that. We've got some folks figuring out, you know, how they can help us, but we still need a lot of help. We need tons of people to come, and just like I said, at very least, just come and eat. There's nothing better to do on a Tuesday night anyway. I can tell you now, there's nothing on TV. There hasn't been anything on TV in years. Come out, yeah. Have dinner. It goes to a good cause. It's not even asking anybody to donate at that point. It's just have some food.
It's good, right? Food, too.
And it is. Really, it's great food. I mean, you know, that's one of my family's favorite spots, and that's the great part about actually having it here is, you know, we get to eat all day. So when we go out there, I love the fact that they have a burger, and I don't know if it's still on their menu or not, but it was like deep-fried hamburgers, you know. It was absolutely just gluttonous, and I loved it, you know. And we always end up getting their chicken wings, and they have those hog hammer there. And they're just like those little teeny tiny, I guess they're almost like ribs, like pork chops or whatever. Oh, they're so good. And I love like pork chops and ribs. I mean, there's just nothing better ever. They're just good. You know, they're just absolutely ridiculously good. So have you had them yet?
No.
Oh, you got to get some that day then, because they're like, you're like me. I mean, we're both carnivores, right? So, you know,
we
like
to eat. Rib eating contest down there.
Exactly. Yeah. And I mean, they're like huge too. So, I mean, you know, you get like 3 or 4 on a plate, whatever it is. And it doesn't sound like a lot, but those things are like massive. Kenny, let me give these folks some information on this. You've already said that it was October 25th, which is a Tuesday, and we're going to be there from 11 in the morning until basically close. And it's down in Lewis, Delaware. And the actual address for your GPS is 17388 North Village, Main Unit Number 21, Lewis, Delaware, 19958. The phone number out there is 302-644-6840, and that's 302-644-6840. And basically what that means is you just simply go down Savannah Road like you're heading towards Beebe Hospital. When you see the food lion, make a left, and then just keep going down behind the food lion and all that, and you'll see the Green Turtle. It's on the right-hand side. It's past the, like, the circle.
I believe it's your first light when you turn off there on Savannah Road, too.
It should be, yeah, it is. It should be your first light.
You make that left.
There's like an Arby's on the right-hand side. There's a food lion on your left.
Yeah, it kind of looks like an old western town, sort of. You got all the houses around, and then you got the town, you know, the storefront type town community in the midst of it, too.
Yeah,
it kind of reminds me of an old western town.
They took a community and put a little, you know, shopping village in the middle of all of it. So it's pretty cool. It's definitely very quaint. It's really pretty. Like I said, the food's awesome. If you need to get a hold of us, which I hope you do, it's 855 DryZone. And that's 855 DryZone. You can reach me at my email address, which is bill@dryzone.com, or you can simply just go to our website, which is www.dryzone.com. So we're going to talk throughout this whole morning. We're going to give you those numbers a million different times, so that way if you missed it, just get a piece of paper. We're going to repeat it like every 5 or 10 minutes. So let's kind of talk about foundations, because ever since that earthquake, seems like that's all we've gotten is just, we've just gotten massively bombarded with with foundation calls. Is my foundation okay? What do I need to look at? What do I need to see? You know, you've been out on a few calls with us, just trying to help some of the other salespeople do some different measurements and all that other stuff. What are we really seeing out there? Was the earthquake really that big of a deal down here?
It wasn't. I don't think it was really that big a deal. There was, you know, there was some adjustment. There was some different, I guess it depends on what area you're in for the most part. I mean, different areas may have had a little different movement to it, depending on how, you know, how old your house is. You know, there's like I said, there's so many different variables. I go to houses that we installed smart jacks on, or we did, you know, peering systems on, and I've checked them out, and, you know, the jack systems are still tight. The peering, you know, is still tight. So, I mean,
well, you know, some of the biggest things I've seen, the biggest problems that I've noticed is the people that already had a problem, we were out 6 months or a year ago, and they're like, you know, it sounds like a good idea. I don't know. I'm just going to wait a minute. Those were the ones that ended up having the most problems. Because, like, when you go down to your basement and you see a horizontal crack, that means you have an inward bowing wall. That basically is, it's splitting open. And that earthquake really exacerbated some folks' homes. You know, I haven't seen any failures yet, which I hope, and just to let everybody know, I've never seen a failure. I've never been to a home and 2 days later it's caved in. Now, I have a lot of dealers around us that have. You know, I know up in New Jersey, Dry Guys, you know, I was talking with Dan Gattuso's son, Elliot, and they're one of our sister companies in our dealership. They had two houses actually fail on them. They went out to estimate it. They got a contract signed, and 2 days later, and this was, I don't think it was necessarily directly because of the earthquake, but it failed. The wall collapsed. The sad part is they were going to go in there and just put in, you know, like five or six wall anchors, you know, $2,000-$4,000 solution. And now they're going to have to support their entire home, have a mason come out, rip out everything out, put brand new walls back in. And, you know, the sad part is it wasn't the wall that failed in the first place. It was the soils that surround the homes.
Which is still going to fail.
And it's still going to fail. You know, that's exactly right. Because houses are meant to hold a compressive load, not a vertical load. Yep. So when we put up a basement wall, it's supposed to hold our house up from falling into the ground, not holding back that dirt. You know, it's not meant to be a levee. So what ends up happening, especially the block walls, the mortar joint, it's a weak spot in the wall, and when it starts cracking, it just starts moving in.
Yeah, and every time, it's just a race to see where it's going.
Yeah. I had another house that I was at the other day. The contractor had put a 4-inch drain tile, 4-inch corrugated pipe underneath the slab, right next to the footing. Well, what had happened was all the dirt that was underneath the footing
undermined it
and went inside the pipe. So there's no dirt underneath the footing. The wall cracked.
And their drainage system's clogged up with sand or
dirt. That's exactly right. Yeah, I mean, like, there was getting water all over the floor, and their drainage system was completely clogged up. It stopped working. The walls cracked. Water was coming out on the floor. And like you said, I believe last week, I mean, you had some of your personal belongings get wiped out in a leaky basement, you know?
Yeah.
And it's just, it's not fun. I mean,
well, it could be devastating. I mean,
well, it could be. You could have
40, 50 years of sentimental values, you know, valuables in your basement, and that stuff can't be, you know, some of that stuff's not replaceable ever.
Yeah, you know, I mean, my daughter loves to draw horses. That's, like, the biggest thing in the world. She loves to draw. She told me last week that she was going to start drawing dog anime. Not completely sure what dog anime is, but I think it's that Chinese art stuff or whatever, like they do cartoons nowadays. But she loves to draw, and she loves to keep that stuff. She can actually draw a pretty good horse now. I mean, I'm kind of impressed that she can actually do such a good job. So if we had that stuff in our basement, and we had a really bad flood, 10 or 15 years from now, if that stuff gets ruined, she's probably not going to be that much in drawing. Like, well, she might, but, you know, odds are she's probably not going to be drawing as much as she does right now.
Well, and so she might have kids. She might want to be able to, you know, show her kids, hey, you know, so that, like you said, there's a lot of sentimental value that could be in your basement. And not to mention, to me, I mean, you know, you go in there for throwing six wall anchors. You'd be in there for a day, maybe two. If you've got to come in and have your foundation rebuilt, I mean, realistically, Billy, what do you think? I mean, how long are you going to be out of your house? A couple weeks at least,
because you got to think. I mean, once you support the home, well, first of all, that's going to cost you a ton of money just having somebody support that home while they're working.
And more than none, you're probably going to have to relocate for the time that work's being done. While we're installing wall anchors,
you're not living in it.
You can. I mean, you could be upstairs sleeping while we're installing wall anchors. I mean,
exactly.
Really.
But yeah, I mean, you got to think. I mean, you know, let's say you call one of those house mover companies, and there's not that many out there, right? Well, you're probably talking, you know, $20,000-$40,000 easy.
Just to lift.
Just to lift and support your home.
Yeah, that doesn't include ripping down the foundation, rebuilding the foundation, fixing the footer, re-engineering the footer. You know, like I said, because you don't know, you know, there again, you don't know what the soil can do. You don't know what caused the failure to begin with. So if you've got a, you know, failed soil, they may have to do some work on the soils. They may have to do some work, get rid of a tree. You never know.
Yeah, I mean, you could be $100,000 into this deal and still haven't solved the problem. It could still happen again in 5 or 6 years. You know, and how depressing is that going to be? Because, you know, say that your home, you know, was worth $250, now it's worth, you know, $175 or $150 or whatever the case may be. Well, now you got to go out and get a loan for like $100,000. You better hope you have a lot of equity in that home, because the bank ain't going to give you that kind of a loan nowadays.
It's minimal disturbance to your yard. I mean, there's a lot, like I said, there's a lot of variables of using, you know, our system over, not, you know, waiting and letting it fall apart and going the other route.
Yeah, I mean, we can literally put that home, you know, those walls back into place. I mean, there is, we've never not had a wall go back into place. If we had to get, you know, immediate result, we could literally dig the, you know, the soils away from the home and completely torque it back into place real quick. The neat thing is everything's done under, you know, the, I don't want to say the watchful eye of the engineers, but at the end of the day, the watchful eye of the engineers. So, you know, we're just not some chuck in a truck out there who said, hey, let's get in the foundation business today. We have real engineers who, you know, who work for us. We have geotechnical, structural engineers that say, hey, Billy, if we're gonna do a lifting on a chimney, they help me design the helical flights that we need. Or if we're going to lift a home, they're actually helping us with the load calculator, saying, okay, well, listen, this is how much, you know, live and dead loads on your home. This is the, you know, how much your house weighs per linear foot. These are the soils that are, you know, 25 feet down into the ground. Bearing all of those variables, I think we need to do, you know, an 8-10, which basically means that this first section of pipe that goes in the ground has two plates on it. One's 8-inch, one's 10-inch. Or it could be an 8-inch plate, a 10-inch plate, a 12-inch plate, you know. Or it could be, there's a whole bunch of different configurations on how we can actually design these things. But it takes a lot of education to be able to do those type of things.
They'll spend the time and educate you as well. You know, they'll answer your questions, you know, and they won't give you the engineered terms so that you're not understanding it.
Oh, yeah,
you know,
I can't understand
they'll
our engineers.
They'll talk to you so that you understand. I mean, I come from a production installer's world, not an engineer's world, so when they start talking all technical, I'm like, okay, now dumb it down and talk production, talk installing it, you know, and then they start talking my world, and I can really understand them, and like I said, they understand that, you know, they talk to all these guys that are like that are production guys, and then that's what they want to know. They, you know, like you said, the meat and the gravy of it.
Well, yeah, I mean, there's definitely a lot of equations that they'll use, and our engineers, they're just like everybody else. They don't speak necessarily English. They'll talk about, you know, eccentricity and compressive loads and, you know, a axial rotation and, you know, I mean, all the things that they have to learn and have to know, and they have to talk like that. I mean, that's the great thing about engineers is they're on top of the game. You know, they know what they're talking about. There's no ambiguity. They've got it going on. They understand how things work. It's just, you know, a normal conversation, a lot, not with all of them, but a lot of times with them, it's, they talk in letters and numbers, you know? Kenny, let's, right before we go to break here, let's talk about the Green Turtle again. The phone number to get a hold of us is 855-DRYZONE, so that's 855-DRYZONE. The address at the event is 17388 North Village Main Unit number 21, which is in Lewis, Delaware, 19958. And the phone number out to the restaurant is 302-644-6840. And Kenny, why don't you talk about the dates and times and all that?
And for those of you who don't know, that's actually at the Villages of Five Points, right beside the food line right there at Five Points. Turn off of Savannah Road. I believe you go down this first light, you make your left, go down into the, like I said, it's kind of like a, you know, like an old-time storefront. Go down there, and like I said, the dates are October 25th from 11 to close. That's a Tuesday. And again, you know, I urge you guys, come out, you know, have a good time, have some good food. Come out, see us, say hi.
Okay, Kenny, let's go ahead and take this break, and folks, we'll be back in just a few minutes.
Do you work with or are you a member of an organization that provides employment information or job referrals? Any organization that regularly distributes employment information to job seekers or refers candidates to employers is eligible to receive information about our job vacancies. To be contacted when we have jobs available, contact Beverly Jones by mail, P.O. Box 237, Cambridge, Maryland 21613. Fax at 410-228-0130 or by email at bjones211@comcast.net. You will then receive periodic announcements of jobs at our stations. MTS Broadcasting LLC is an equal opportunity employer.
Do you want to cut energy costs and save up to 20% on your heating bill each month? Let DryZone show you how. DryZone will install a clean space encapsulation system in your crawl space and save you money. When your crawl space is encapsulated by DryZone, your heating system won't work so hard, your tile and hardwood floors won't be cold, and your crawl space becomes great for storage. DryZone offers interest-free financing for 18 months. Don't be left out in the cold. Call DryZone today, 888-617-0360, or online at dryzone/theduck.com.
Hey, you. Yeah, you. How much do you get paid per hour? You know, that's just about what you'll say by going to Easton Hardware, 303 North Washington Street in Easton, instead of one of those cavernous discount stores. What would you rather spend your time doing? Looking for your supplies or actually working on your project? At Easton Hardware, you'll park a few steps away from the door. Not way down there. You'll go inside, ask for what you need, and quickly be shown all the items to complete your successful do-it-yourself project. Not wandering hopelessly lost in aisles of stuff, trying to guess if you picked out the part that will fit your pieces. When you subtract the frustration of trying to look for the supplies you need, subtract the extra time, guess what? It all adds up the savings of both your patience and your pocket. Spend time on your project, not on the supplies, at the real savings place, Easton Hardware. Easton Hardware, 303 North Washington Street in Easton.
And this is Bill Anderson with Under Your Home with Dry Zone. Kenny Sharpless is joining me this morning. Kenny, like, I do appreciate you getting up early. I know it's tough. A lot of coffee and a lot of Red Bulls this early. So before the break, we were talking about our function, the Green Turtle. I said at the beginning of the show, we were going to give you lots of chances to write down some information. Our phone number at my office is 855-DRYZONE, which is 855-DRYZONE. I'll give you our local number, too. Actually, can you go ahead and give us our local number?
It's 302-684-5034.
And like we said right before the break, that it's at the Villages of Five Points. It's the Green Turtle. The physical address for your GPS is 17388 North Village, Main Unit, number 21. Obviously, that's in Lewis, Delaware, 19958. And the phone number out there is 302-644-6840.
When you come down there, you'll see our smart cards decorated like a little turtle. You see it sitting right out front, so it shouldn't be hard to miss.
Yeah, you're not going to miss that car. Before break, Kenny, we were talking about foundations and what people need to do, and what's the biggest things that you see nowadays with foundations? Let's face it, I mean, there's not a whole lot of folks in our company that are allowed to do foundations, and you're definitely one of them. So you've been out on sales calls with us, and you've been out, obviously, doing the job. What advice would you give to homeowners? When you know they have an issue, what advice do you really give them?
Call us, get us out there, get us a look at it. Like you said, Billy, I mean, we spend a lot of money in training to make sure that we're well-educated in what we're doing. So, I mean, get us out there, we'll look at it, we'll take a look at it, and we can properly educate, you know, you as a homeowner to make sure you know what the problem is with your house, if there is a problem. Because truly, there may not be a problem, but you may not know, and, you know, it may take us getting out there to tell you, you know, confirm that to you that, yeah, you do have a problem, or no, you don't have a problem.
That's been one of the biggest things, Ken, that when you meet homeowners, it's a scary time in their life when their walls have cracks. I mean, because what are you going to do? Because the entire house is sitting on top of something that effectively is broken. That's what a crack is. It's something broke. So there's a lot of fear, and there's a lot of, what am I going to do? And
well, yeah, I mean, essentially, take your foot, cut your foot off at your ankle, and walk around, and you tell me how you're not going to be able to stand properly. You're going to lose your stability. Footers design the same thing. I mean, that's the foot of your house.
It's definitely not a happy time. You know, I mean, nobody wants to meet a foundation guy. I'm going to tell you right now, I've always gotten a complex because most of the things we do, you know, bad things have happened for us to be out there. When we are out there, you kind of get a complex because, like I said, nobody wants to meet you. There's no reason in the world why anybody wants me at their home looking at their foundation, you know, because that means something bad has happened. But a lot of times we'll go out there, and if it's properly diagnosed, and that's why I said, you know, when we talk about chucking a truck, we are trained. We do have engineers. When we go out there and look at something, you're truly going to get only what needs to be done. We don't go in there and put excessive piers in there just for the sake of putting extra piers in.
Yeah, a lot of homeowners ask me, you know, even when I'm riding down the road, you know, I stop at a gas station, you know, they see me, start asking what we do, and, you know, I talk about foundations. Well, you know, what do you do? You know, how do you do that? What do you do? And, you know, I just go into detail, I explain to them, and the thing is, they may not have a problem right now, but it may be something that we can identify and say, hey, you know, I can tell you I've seen this. Been doing this for quite a while. I've seen this. This may be something you want to keep your eye on.
Well, you know, one of the biggest things that really alleviate a lot of the homeowner's worries, when you have a contractor come out to your house, especially in Delaware, they'll look around your home, they'll take some measurements, they'll take out the tape measure, they'll slide it across the floor, they'll put their thumb up in the air, and they'll kind of move it around looking at it, and they'll go out in their truck for 10 or 15 minutes, and they'll scratch out a number. And I think sometimes that number's based on how much they think you have. With us, when we actually look at your home, we use a load calculator, which basically gives us a spacing on whatever type of system we need to use, which gives us a count of how many pieces of piering we need to use, whether it's wall anchor, push pier, helical, or, you know, power brace or strapping or whatever. When we're done, we show you simply our rate book. that tells you how much each one costs. I don't have two rate books, one for a doctor and one for the normal homeowner. I just have one. I don't know about you, Kenny, but when I was younger, the Cosby Show was real big. And I remember when Bill Cosby took his son to go get a car. He was dressed up in, like, old overalls and everything else. And his, you know, son's like, Dad, why in the heck are you doing this? You know, he's like, you're a doctor, for God's sakes. And he's like, don't say that when we're in here, because they're going to, you know, they're going to make me pay full price because they know that I'm a doctor. Really, like I said, with us, we have a rate card. So everybody gets the exact same rate card with the load calculators. The wall is X amount of feet long. We simply, there's a spacing equation that goes along with it. It, you know, it shows how thick the block is. So we take all these different things into consideration. And once it's taken into consideration, it basically spits out a number and says you need to use 5 or 6 or 8 or 10 or 15 or 20 or 100 or whatever it is. You know what I mean? And that's just what we simply go by.
A lot of homeowners, there again, when I do home shows or when I see them on the side of the road, they ask me, how much, you know, how much does it cost for 7,000 square feet? We don't have packages for 1,000, 1,500, 1,200. You know, we don't make a package for your house because I don't know what your house is. Your house is different than my house. It's different than your neighbor's house. Every, you know, it could be the exact same house, but I guarantee it's different. So we don't go in there and say, okay, well, you know, your neighbor needed this, this, and this, so this is what you need. We go in there, we look at your house, and we determine, okay, well, he needed a sump pump. You don't necessarily need a sump pump. So
well, exactly,
we design
it. Yeah.
We design them specifically for you as a homeowner.
Yeah, because you'd be surprised. There's a lot of homes where we'll go into that your neighbor on either side of you needs a sump pump, and they need massive sump pumps. They'll need 2, 3, or they'll need our triple safes and all that other good stuff. So they're like our super duper quadruple pumps, you know. And your house completely bone dry, and all you needed was to do was, you know, maybe block your vents and put a dehumidifier in there, and that'll solve your issues. It truly is one of those things that we do need to come out and look at it. We give you a simple written estimate while we're there. You know, there's no big fancy scare tactics of... I love the... Brad, he's one of our designers, right? And I love it on his face whenever he goes out to a homeowner that has a particular company that we go up against. And, like, I'm not here to bash companies, so I'm not telling you who it is. But I'll give you the scenario in case you ever run across him. It's actually funny because it's the exact same scenario every single time. Sales guy comes into the home, and he gives you a $20,000 price tag. Everything they do starts out at $20,000. So they get done with the $20,000, and you say no. And you're like, okay, well, that's fine, whatever. I do have to call my boss, though, before I leave. And I have to call my boss just to let him know that I'm leaving, let him know I'm safe, and everything else is good to go. So he gets on the phone, and he's like, hey, Bob, this is Tom, and, you know, I'm leaving Mrs. Smith's house. And, oh, wait a minute, what? Really? Oh, well, Mrs. Smith, my boss just told me that we had a cancellation on one of our crews. And if you get this today, we can have it installed by next Monday. Because that's the slot that was actually filled. So I can't believe you're this lucky. So you need to get this thing done. Listen, my boss is willing to drop off $5,000 from the price today. So we're at 20, now we're at 15. Here's the paper, sign it. Well, see, to me, that's extremely grimy. The sad part is that's not even the best yet to come. So you say, no, I've still got Company A coming in. And they say, oh, you know, and they well, who's Company A? So that way I know who I'm going up against. And they'll say, oh, well, Dryzone's coming out. They'll call DryZone and say, well, listen, I'm Mrs. Smith, and I'm canceling my appointment, by the way. Yeah, it's Kenny's eyes just got about 16 big. Kenny doesn't hang out in the sales department much. So we call our homeowners back to make sure that, because this actually happened to us one time, we call our homeowners back to make sure that that's the number or the, you know, what they actually want us to do. When they leave, after they, you know, they've done all their stuff, they've left, then they want to basically call you 10 minutes down the road. 10 minutes down the road, they'll call you up and say, Mrs. Smith, listen, I was talking to my boss again, and you won't believe it, but we had another cancellation. This one's Saturday. I have to keep these guys working on Saturday. You know, we promised them that they could have this weekend work. We need to get it scheduled. If I can turn around and come back right now, my boss is willing to drop another $5,000 off, and he's never done this before. So they started off at 20. They went to 15, and now they're at 10. And, you know, by that time, most people that we've told that story to has laughed. So I told Brad about it.
And then their system is still... A bottom
it's
of the
corrugated
line, yeah,
it's... pipe they got from Lowe's.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, the stuff costs $150 a roll. A pallet of concrete is no more than $300.
Yeah.
So, you know, you can rent a jackhammer for, what, $300 a week? You can have their entire sump pump system with their pipe and the concrete and everything for less than a grand. It's absolutely ridiculous. So just watch out for those type of things because I'm telling you, it gets a little scary. So, well, Kenny, why don't you go ahead and start talking about our Green Turtle event that's coming up?
The Green Turtle event is October 25th at the Green Turtle in Lewis, Delaware. That is at the Village of Five Points. Go down Savannah Road. I believe it's your first left at the light, or the first light you make a left. Go down there, like I said. We should have our our turtle car down there. It's a smart car that's kind of decorated like a turtle.
Yeah, I'm hoping to actually have one of our box trucks sitting there in Food Lion's parking lot, so that way you hope you'll actually see our company name, but I haven't gotten that approved yet. So that's my goal anyway.
Maybe I'll get Billy out there with a turtle outfit and he can point you that way.
Yeah, right. If you want to donate some time, or if you just want to come out and eat, you have any questions, whatever you want to do, I'm going to give you our office number. It's 855-DRYZONE. That's 855-DRYZONE. I'll give you my email address. That's bill@dryzone.com. And then you can always get a hold of us online. It's just our regular old website, which is www.dryzone.com. And, you know, we still have slots open for contractors or for any just regular homeowners, families, whatever, that wants to match our funds, because anything that we raise, obviously we're donating to Habitat for Humanity, but I'm looking for folks that are willing to match what we raise. If we can get, you know, 10 or 15 people and we're actually able to raise $1,000, which is my personal goal that day, is to raise $1,000 and just from the Green Turtle, then every company that matches that, obviously we could get 10, 15, 20,000, 30, 40,000, 100,000, whatever, you know, towards Habitat for Humanity. And those folks need it, Kenny.
Like we said, it all goes back to the community. And I don't know about you, Billy, but I've lived on the Delmarva Peninsula for quite a few years now, and yeah, this is home to me. So,
well, like I said, Kenny, even this thing here, we're not necessarily even asking for charity. Even if you just want to come out and have dinner, I'm just asking you to come out and take your wife out to dinner. You know how many brownie points you're going to get if you take your wife home or you take her out to dinner on a Tuesday night for absolutely no reason? Honey, listen, I want to take you out. Let's go to the Green Turtle. You know how many brownie points you're going to get for that deal? I mean, you're going to get, you get a get-out-of-jail-free card on that one. So, well, Kenny, listen, our time's almost up today. Any parting wishes, hopes you want to talk to folks about for the event?
No, I just want to invite everybody to come down to the Green Turtle. Like I said, Lewis, Delaware, the Village of Five Points, October 25th from 11 to close. Come on down. Come meet Billy. Come meet myself. Come meet the rest of the Dry Zone crew that are going to be down there.
Well, so far, who are some of the contractors that are ponying up? I know Dr. Energy Saver is. J&A Electric is. And as a matter of fact, I think you actually have their phone number, don't you? We've been using J&A for a while. They're a good company. They're good, wholesome. As far as electricians go, they pretty much take care of every single thing that they need, or everything that we need anyway. Let me go ahead and give you the phone number here. It's 302-943-9894. And you want to ask for Adam, and he's the A in J&A Electric. Good guy. They come out. They take care of you. They're extremely fair. You know, their prices on putting just outlets in and wherever you need them to be, they're, like, real fair.
Yeah, they're real fair. And they're clean, too. I mean, I work behind Jimmy and Adam, and they seem to be real clean, take care of the homeowner's property.
Well, yeah, you know, the neat thing about it is, Kenny, like, we could choose anybody. There's a lot of companies out there that have came to us and said, listen, we want to put your outlets in for your dehumidifiers and sump pumps. We want to do all your basement finishing electricity, because obviously when we, you know, finish a basement, you need a lot of electricity with lights and sockets and everything else. We choose them. We're not that small of a company anymore. We're the largest waterproofer on Delmarva. So for us to really back somebody and endorse somebody, I think it says a lot about the way they do business, because we told them how we do business and they had to basically mirror themselves after us, because I didn't want just a really sad company that comes in and does certain things or whatever. I want somebody in there that believes that the homeowner's number one. Their job to make sure that they're taken care of and that there's no complaints. You know, I mean, I want it to look like just extremely smooth and seamless as all get out. So, like I said, the company's called J&A Electric. Their phone number is 302-943-9894. We're going to be down at the Green Turtle on October 25th from 11 to close. Our phone number at the office is 302-684-5034. Our 800 number is 855-DRYZONE. My email address is bill@dryzone.com. Or you can just reach us on the web at dryzone.com. Well, Kenny, I guess we're actually out of time this morning, so I hope you can come back and do another one with me next week. Folks, I appreciate any help you can do on this event. It's a great cause, and we will see you next week. Thank you, Kenny.
Thank you. Enjoy your day, Bill.
You've been listening to Under Your Home with DryZone. DryZone in Milton, Delaware, your complete source for basement and crawl space waterproofing, foundation repair, and basement finishing. 24-hour service. We never sleep at DryZone. 888-617-0363 or online at dryzone.com/theduck.